Say, Lord Jesus,
my ears work. They hear. My eyes work. They see. And my spirit, it really does perceive how real you really are. And that you're talking through your word to me. Amen? There are times that we question the Lord about many things, and we don't comprehend the fullness of what He is really trying to get us to understand about who we are. And I'd like to take you to a little more of the journey that I am in Christ. And I want you to kind of take a look at Galatians chapter 3 and to see that in verse 26 through 28, the scripture is declaring that we are in Christ. We're in a corporate structure. And it says, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Now, if you switch the word Christ and you put down anointed, you're going to get a little bit different response. You are all sons of God through faith in anointed Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into anointed, have clothed yourself with anointed. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in anointed Jesus. Yeah. See, you notice now it's not his last name.
Amen.
Galatians 4, verse 6 and 7. I am an heir with the Father and joint heir with anointed. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has also made you an heir. Now, I know we're repeating this from last Tuesday, but I want you to catch on that there's so much more about our unity in Him than what maybe we've understood this far. Since we are His creation, He should have an opinion about how we coordinate it, correct? In Philippians 1:1, Paul and Timothy, servants of anointed Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, or anointed Jesus, at Philippi, together with overseers and deacons. I am God's workmanship. I am. We talked about I am earlier. I am God's workmanship, created and anointed for good works. Notice it's not I'm broken. I'm not weak. I am His workmanship, God's workmanship. Again, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's workmanship, created and anointed Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So you're actually following a schedule. His schedule. the timing of your coordinates, the timing of what's happening now in your life versus 10 years ago or 30 years ago, etc. Some of you aren't even 30 yet, so. But Amen. The bottom line is, he still knows where you're at. Then in Ephesians 2:19, he says, another I am. I am a citizen of heaven. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God and his people, members of God's household. That's pretty cool, isn't it? And Philippians 3:20 says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we still wait, or has he already begun his workmanship?
Yes,
he's working on us. Amen? Here's another I am in 1 Corinthians 12:27. I am a member of Christ's body. I am a member of anointed body. Corporate. Now, you are the body of Christ. Each one of you is part of it. Whoa. You mean I'm connected? Yes, you are. How are you connected? By his blood. If you have a mental picture of your organs on the inside of your body, stop the blood flow. See how long those organs are going to function. Take a mental picture of your brain. Stop the blood flow. What have you got?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm not going to go there. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Another I am. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. So I am united to the Lord, and I am one spirit with him. Now that's pretty cool. It doesn't say I'm weak, does it? It says I'm united. I'm united to the Lord. I am united one in spirit with him. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? So if you're Irish today and you need 36 pints to make you feel that you're Irish, my suggestion is get a clue. You're putting the wrong product in the temple.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay? And I'm not trying to choose to give any kind of reprimand to anybody. I am saying, however, what you pour into that temple, it's going to make some results. And yes, you may have some mental ideas about restrictions here and there and that. Talk it over with the Lord. And if you've got some mindsets like my sister there, just ask the Holy Spirit, what is he sanctifying? Have you really understood when you pray over your food what you're doing to it? Have you really understood before you drink something? Lord, make it holy. I found myself at the dinner last night, lifting my hand to the Lord and saying, I'm declaring that this is God's awesome food and it's blessed in Jesus' name. Time to eat. I said, Lord, it doesn't matter what they think. They didn't invite me without knowing what I'm going to do.
Come on. Oh, that's good right there. Come on.
We're
you can preach that right there. Come on. That's good.
But that's the truth. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit activates me when I least expect it. And out of my mouth come words of wisdom sometimes, then I am overwhelmed. And I know that it's the Lord that did it. And at one time, the enemy used to say, oh, you're taking credit. I think the Lord knows my heart.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 6:19 is very important. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? Do you not know, have knowledge, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are not your own. Here's another I am, John 15:15. I am a friend of Christ. Woo-hoo! I am a friend of the anointed. And here's the Lord's opinion. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master or his business. Instead, I have called you friend, for everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Did you know Jesus was a tattletale? Shared all his secrets with Papa and then blabbed it to us. And we're enjoying it. This one you should have a circle around. Romans 6:18. Romans 6:18. God made him who had no sin to be sin for me, so that in him I might become the righteousness of God. So I am a slave of righteousness. Wow. There's an inner impulse that bounces out when darkness is around, and it shatters it when you least expect it. And your mouth will open up and declare how righteous you are. Your mouth will declare how holy you are, because he's developing you into more than what you've ever been. Verse 22, Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefits you reap lead to holiness. Woo-hoo! And the result is eternal life. The result is eternal life. When does that eternal life start? When you're dead? No.
No, it's now.
John 15:16. I am chosen and ordained by Christ to bear fruit. I am chosen and ordained by Christ to bear fruit. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father's will give you whatever you ask in my name. Wow. What a privilege. We're asking in his nature. And when we ask in his nature, which is love, you'll get the results that the Father already has his Son pay for. Ephesians 3:1. Ephesians 3:1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, So now Paul is declaring he's in jail, but it's not for his own purpose. It's to bring salvation to the Gentiles. And we have a lady that's in New York right now that she thinks she's in jail, and it's not for herself. It's because I believe she will be used of God to enlighten some that have had no opportunity to hear about Jesus. You might be in a hospital situation that you don't like. Or you could be on a job situation that you don't like. And the pressure's on. But because your lights are on, you will have an impact on the darkness in the place. And the fruit will be evident. Maybe not right away to your boss. Maybe down the road when he sees when you're not around. Oh my God, we're missing somebody. Ephesians 4:1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. I want you to declare with me. Say, Lord Jesus, you have made me worthy to declare the truth to those in need. Whether they appreciate it or not. When you open my mouth, let there be signs and wonders. And they will know that I am full of light. I am a prisoner to give out examples of grace, examples of healing. Examples of victory. Sometimes in the midst of darkness. In Jesus' name, I go forth. In Jesus' name, to set the captives free. That's for me.
That's for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.